Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to all of you out there across the nation. Mary and I appreciate you spending part of your day with us. Before we reconnect with the world's longest honeymooners, Ann and Mike Howard, in our personal connection segment today, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by Carnival Cruise Lines. You know, and in a few weeks, we're actually going to be broadcasting this show from the new Carnival Horizon, and we're already working on some special guests for that program that we'll be bringing to you.
We are. That promises to be a fun day. All right, Carnival, since their founding in 1972, they are the world's most popular cruise line, and if you've ever taken a Carnival cruise, you already know they're all about fun vacations at sea and ashore. They carry millions of passengers each year, and they feature day and night entertainment with stage shows, musical performances, dance parties, casinos, water slides, and more.
Carnival cruise ships, they also offer comfy staterooms, attentive service, casual and elegant dining, and a variety of bars. With 3 to 16 day voyages departing from every coast in the U.S., plus Canada, Puerto Rico, and Europe, check them out at carnival.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our guests holding on the line have been on the program with Robert and me several times, and they've also been on with Rudy in the past as well. They were married back in 2012, quit their jobs, and decided to explore the world on a honeymoon that continues today. They've written a book, Ultimate Journeys for Two, and are working on a second. They write articles for various publications, they also blog, and of course they enjoy exploring the world. About a year ago, they decided to buy an RV and began a cross-continent road trip. To help update us on their latest travel experiences, joining us for our personal connection segment today are the couple known as Honey Trek, Ann and Mike Howard.
Ann and Mike, how are you, and where are you today?
We are in Cripple Creek, Colorado.
And we're doing great.
Well,
it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Terrific. You're in Colorado for your birthday. Not a bad place to be, for sure. So, listen, we're going to get right into this because we have so many things we want to talk to you guys about. You know, you've been on the world's longest honeymoon now for over 6 years, as Mary just mentioned, traveling the world and meeting many new people. From the moment you first met and realized you were right for each other through today, all the things that you've accomplished and places that you've gone, did you ever think your lives would turn out the way that they have together?
Like, I can start by saying from the moment we met, I knew we were right for each other, but it took about 6 months for Anne to realize that. So it was a long time.
We're friends. We're actually volleyball teammates and strictly teammates in my mind. But then, gosh, I mean, when we set on this honeymoon, it was going to be a year. And then, you know, we realized it wasn't about a trip anymore. It was really about this life of exploration and adventure and learning that we grew addicted to. And we figured, why stop? There's so much more to explore.
Yeah, we love the story.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great story. All right, you guys, let's get into this RV trek that you've done. So just over a year ago, you decide to buy an RV, trek across the continent. Looks like you've traveled at least 30,000 miles in that RV, visiting more than 40 states, as well as hitting up some Canadian provinces. So that's a big commitment, an RV with your spouse. I'd love to know how that travel has really impacted you.
And out of the dramas is a 1985 RV with four cylinders. So when you're cruising up a hill at like 18 miles an hour and it takes a little patience, things are bound to break. Mike has like really come out of nowhere as an amazing mechanic, electrician, and plumber. So, but that adds for some excitement and drama, I would say.
And the other thing, I would give a lot of credit to people on the road, or maybe it's because we're in a 1985 vintage camper. We haven't been honked at once, and we do go uphill pretty slow. People never honk. They just pass. They give the peace sign as they go by.
Like high fives. That's awesome.
Okay, this is impressive.
Like,
very impressive. You guys, it's time for vow renewals. Never mind the honeymoon. If you made it through that, it's time to get your vows renewed.
So about the only thing that's going slower, I guess, if you see one of those old VW Beetles going up, that's about the only thing that's going slower up the hill.
I can say, like, having this vintage camper and just, like, traveling the states and going to some of these rural communities, which, you know, we otherwise wouldn't visit when we're going to big cities, you really get a connection. And, like, people come up to us and they want to talk about when they were a kid and when RVing. And, like, you can see a spark in their eyes. They're like, oh, my gosh, you made me remember this time with my dad when we did this and we had a similar camper. And it's really, like, I've got goosebumps just now thinking about how many people, and it's not just occasionally, like, almost every day somebody either smiles or asks us about it.
Well, it's a connector. Yeah, absolutely. I think we can all think about that. You know, but Anne, I want to ask you, we have two producers on this show, Melissa and Valerie, and I often joke with Melissa, who is wild about glamping, that there's no way I'm ever going glamping. Okay, it's a running joke and this and that. I've spent way too many years going camping. I'm not doing glamping at this point. But, I know you
shared. We're going to convert you, Robert.
Well, okay. But I know you shared with her, and I'm bringing it up that you were at a glamping conference recently. I kind of rolled my eyes at that. And, you're working on a new book about glamping. So I'd like to know, what got you hooked? Tell everybody who's not familiar with glamorous camping, what it's all about, and give us some background on it.
I mean, glamping, which seems like this trend and it's like coming up everywhere. I mean, if you really go back, and we're talking like when kings would, take on battlefields, they'd bring their luxuries with them. When the British were exploring Africa, they'd set up safari camps. It's actually an age-old concept, but now it's taking hold in a way because I feel that there's a craving out there in this very plugged-in society to unplug, to get back to nature, to have organic experiences, adventures, and it's well beyond a trend at this point. There are some amazing properties out there who are just thinking outside the box and making them personal experiences and not just sort of, just spending on points and doing some big box type place. They want to have a story to tell themselves.
With a little bit of luxury and some of the comforts of home, warm
meal. It's so far from camping. That's why the glamorous camping thing kills me, because that is how it's defined. But it's not camping. It's really about, incredible experiences in nature where you don't have to sacrifice any of those luxuries.
Do you guys find that there's a community of glampers? How I loved what you talked about, Mike, when you go into the rural communities and there's this unity among campers. Do you find that with glamping?
Yeah, I think it's everybody seeking something different. It's like they're already out thinking outside the box, that they're not just going to like do the same old package trip that everyone else did. They're kind of rewriting the rules, and we're, it's such a new industry, is not the right word, but concept that you're kind of in on something together.
And what you're like, this community, I mean, that's part of why we're writing this book on Glamping North America, like the best destinations. And it's really not necessarily the most luxurious or the biggest glamping properties, but the ones with a real story, where it might be in somebody's family history that they had, this property, and there was a few teepees that their grandfather built, and then they expanded it, and now they're sharing it with other people,
right,
or cabins. Or
it all sounds, listen, I'm glad.
All right, we'll see if we can get Robert doing that.
I still enjoy the resort. I don't know whatever it may be. But.
All right, so I want to get back to the RV life that you guys have been on for the past year. Last week, Robert and I spoke with the CEO of Outdoorsy, Jeff Cavins, really interesting concept. Next week, we have the CEO of Lazy Days RV, Bill Murnane, coming on. I'd like to know what some of the challenges for RV life were for you guys. Or are?
It's a lot less challenging. I was thinking, the irony is that an RV, owning anything at all after living out of a suitcase for so many years, we're like, ooh, this is a big commitment. Like, this is going to really tie us down here, having a thing that we own and we're tethered to. Not at all. It's an incredible freedom that it's offered. We were worried also, with America being, far more regulated than someplace like RVing in Scotland, that we'd be, confined to campgrounds, sandwich sardined in with a bunch of people. Let me tell you about Bureau of Land Management and National Forest. There are so many incredible places to go. We're talking millions of acres of wilderness that are available for anyone to go enjoy and have a lot of space to yourself. And you don't need reservations. You can just show up. There's a great app called Ultimate Campgrounds Project. Is it the Ultimate Campgrounds app? It's an incredible database to find pretty much wherever you are right now. There's some amazing free campsites that are probably exquisite.
Or national parks, worth of donations.
Oh, sure, the whole range. But it doesn't need as much planning as you think, and you don't need to be stuck in campground.
Well, good information. I want to ask you both, from all the travels that you've done on your sustained honeymoon, and we're going to make it easier. I'm going to try to confine that just to the U.S. travel. I know you've traveled internationally a lot as well. But I'd like each of you to give us one quick experience or moment that has connected with you the most that you think someone listening right now should also go experience.
Ooh, that is a tough one. Even the U.S. is a tough one with 42 states down. But one of the ones which was one of the biggest surprises of the trip for me was visiting Florida, which you think of as theme parks and big condos with retirees on a beach. And we did nothing, neither of those. We did only state and national parks and reserves throughout Florida with the kayak. And one place in particular that everyone should visit is a place called Peace River. If you're into fossils and dinosaurs, you can literally dig dinosaur bones out of a river in like 3 feet of water with a shovel.
Megalodon teeth. And
it was amazing.
Hmm.
So like Central Florida.
Sure. Hyder, Alaska. So this is the very southern tip of Alaska, and it's almost a shared community with Stewart, B.C., and it's just glacier mania, chances to encounter grizzly bears, and just epic beauty.
All right. Well, listen, Mary and I, thank both of you for spending some time with us today. Keep us updated on your adventures and also how the new business is going as far as with your travel agency. And hopefully we'll see you guys again sometime soon in person.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank
you. We'll go camping. All right. Take care, you guys.
All right. There they go. And if you want to follow more about Ann and Mike Howard, their website is honeytrek.com, and you'll find them on all the social media platforms at Honeytrek. A reminder to please connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for some sponsor messages, and RM World Travel returns after these messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.